From the WUFT newsroom, I'm Kristen Shearmont-Spina. For the first time, a state's error rate in administering SNAP benefits is being tied to financial penalties. That's the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Errors are unintentional over- and underpayments. Figures released last week put Florida's error rate at 13%. That's down from 15% the year before, but not low enough to avoid financial penalties, says Sky Beard with the nonprofit No Kid Hungry.
These are very large systems that we're talking about. It would be highly unusual for a state to drastically reduce its error rate in 1 year's time.
Contributing to the state's error rate are unpredictable incomes of gig workers, a large share of older adults on SNAP, and extra demand after hurricanes. The latest figures mean Florida will have to pay roughly $1 billion toward the program starting in 2028. Earlier this year, lawmakers set aside $4 million in the budget for an AI solution to address error rates going forward. While Independence Day is this Saturday, 4th of July festivities in North Central Florida start as soon as today. There will be an event at the University of Florida. Its Office of Public Policy will hold a 250 Years of American Democracy panel at 3 p.m. In High Springs, its Historical Society will host 1776 in Florida on Thursday. It's an event that teaches about the state's role in the Revolutionary War. And there will be some fireworks shows on Friday. The city of Willis will host its Independence Day celebration at Horseman's Park, and in Gainesville, WUFT will host the annual fanfares and fireworks at Flavitt Field. This is Morning Edition from WUFT, NPR News and Talk. I'm Kristen Shearmont-Spina.
WUFT's Great